the question was asked, if a person feels like they got nothing positive to offer, they only have weaknesses, and they're going to join the minyan, what do we gain from that? So first of all, there's no such person. The pasuk says in the Song of Songs, "Kefelach harimon rakatech." The word "kefelach harimon" means like a slice of a pomegranate. Rakatech, that's what your temple, the temple of your head, is like a slice of a pomegranate. What does that mean? So our tradition is that the word rakatech should also be read as reikatech. Those people among the Jewish people who are empty. The guy says, I got nothing to offer, I've done nothing right in my life. Kefelach harimon, they're like a slice of a pomegranate. It's filled with seeds. Even the emptiest Jew is filled with seeds, is filled with mitzvot. We don't accept that. When a person says that, we say, you're wrong. Then you have to go and learn how to look more positively at yourself. Afilu reikanim shebach, even the empty ones among us, are kefelach harimon. They're like a slice, a piece of a pomegranate. Even the smallest slice is going to have a bunch of seeds in it. So to even the Jew that thinks he's got nothing to offer the minion, he's got what to offer. It's not true. So first of all, the concept doesn't exist in our book. No one's that bad. Even a person who's empty, he's got a lot to offer. But aside from that, a person might say, yeah, I do some things right. You see, I came to minion today, but I do a lot of things wrong. So we say that our merits unite and our faults do not. And a mashal to this would be, if you have, let's say, I usually give the allegory of a soccer team, but today, let's use a different allegory. I had an interesting meeting the other day. A guy showed up, and in conversation, it turns out that he is one of the top engineers in developing the Israeli defense. So you look at this little guy, and you tell yourself, what could he do out in the field if he had to hold a machine gun? He couldn't carry the weight of a machine gun. But his brains, okay, he obviously has the brains. So wait a second. Now you're going to say, but he can't carry a machine gun. And he wouldn't be able to load the gun of a tank. There are a lot of things he can't do. So does his weakness that he can't carry a machine gun weaken the whole army? No. Because his strength is where he's working and developing the defense and developing all kinds of technology. And you know what? His strength might save the whole country because of his strength. But what about his weaknesses? They're irrelevant. His strengths help everyone. The guy who's carrying the machine gun in the front lines, maybe he can't write up the programming for our defense. So do we say, he can't write up the programming, so that weakness, that's going to do us all in? No, his strength is where his strength is. The other guy's strength is where his strength is. Together they form a very good army, a very good team, and together they succeed. So that's the idea when we come in tefillah. We say, every one of us has our strengths and weaknesses. But as a team, when we come in a minyan, so then our strengths cover for one another. Our weaknesses are our own problems. That doesn't affect everyone else. Because when you look at a team, the fact that this guy has a weakness in one area and the other guy has a weakness in another area, they don't affect one another. That's where we cover for one another.
What about in terms of